here she's coming.
I am. Yes, I am.
Carrie is here too. Welcome. It is Monday Mindset. Today is what, guys? November the 18th, 2019. Can you believe it that we are on the cusp of a new decade?
Thank God.
And this can be the best decade of our entire lives. And it begins with planning for the first year of this decade, right? So I want you to be taking your 2020 business planning that you're doing between now and the end of the year, because it should be finished before the end of the year so that we start the ground rolling on January 1st, right?
Yes.
It's really, really important to do that. So this is why we begin this in November, and I actually began it a little bit differently than previous years, where I've kind of started at the end of October. But what happens is we get so tied up in the business planning that far away from the end of the year that what I think the sweet spot is right about now, the end of November, all through December. And there are two things that I want you to do, that we want you to do, that are going to help you to move forward into having your best possible year ever. All right? Can everybody hear me clearly? Okay, good, good. So last week I sent out a business planning workbook that looks something like this. You should be sharing my screen. You see it? Did it look like this? Anybody get it? I got one person who filled it out and sent it back to me. And that one person was Todd Schroth. And as you guys know, Todd is one of the agents who is in the upper echelon as far as income is concerned. Because what Todd does is if something comes out to get done, he does it, right? He's very involved in this. And in thinking about his 2020, he is on it. He wants to be started on that right away. So I highly recommend that at the end of today's call, and I'm not sure if Kayla sent you out both of these forms with your reminder, or if you have any trouble finding it, let us know. I want you to print this one out and write in black Sharpie. Okay, print it and write in black Sharpie, and there'll be a reason for that, because especially if you print it in black and white, it becomes difficult to write on unless you've got something really bold. If you print it in color, it makes it a little bit easier. We're going to start with checking your mindset. We want to know, are you willing to look and see and tell the truth without your thoughts, feelings, and emotions? All right? Are you open to seeing what you need to see, even if it takes a long time to see it? And I give you guys a little link, which I'll put in here, because we can send it to them as a PowerPoint, and then the link will be live, right? But I'm going to send it here in the chat, so if anybody wants to save that. And then are you willing to take the next step forward in your growth? Because sometimes we don't want to take the next step forward in growth. Sometimes we just want to repeat. If we can repeat what we did this year, we're good with having an even year, right? This is not a year to push. You decide that. There's no right or wrong answer, okay? And most importantly, are you focused? Are you awake? Are you paying attention? And then I give you another little video that I'd like you to watch, okay? Am I focused? Am I paying attention? All right? So after you've done this page, it's okay then to go on. And we're going to reflect on your best ever year. If you don't know the exact numbers, don't let this stop you. Fill in what you think it was. Okay? What was your best year ever? Why do you think it's important that we start with your best year ever?
To give us an emotional boost.
Good, to give yourselves an emotional boost. So for many of you, it was 2019, right?
You know what the goal is that you want to succeed.
All right, well, and we want to know, do I want to exceed this or not? Like if I'm doing this and I look at my best year in real estate sales ever, I'm not interested in exceeding it, but it feels pretty good to go take a look at it, right? It feels very good to take a look at it. And maybe is there a way for me to profit that same without it being my best year ever? Can my profit be my best year ever? So it's important for you to fill this out and really think about it. Step two is estimating this year, all right? And we're not going to go into a ton of numbers on this page. That's what the spreadsheet is for. But estimate what the closings you're going to get, your gross income, and what your expenses have looked like so you know what your profit is, okay? Just guesstimate on this page. You're going to work with your accountant after the beginning of the year to get the exact amount. And it's really telling for you to guess what it is in addition to then looking at the truth when you go over it with your accountant, right? How close were you to guessing? How good was your thumb on the pulse of your profit this year? What are your top three sources? I don't want you to guess. I want you to know. So look. What did you do or not do that got in the way of it being an even better year? And be specific about that, because there's probably one or two things that got in the way of it being an even better year. And then the last thing is just, what are the three things that worked best for you this year? And the three things might be, I changed my wardrobe. It might be I hired a coach. It might be I got more education than I ever had in a year. It might be that I networked more. Might be that I joined BNI, right? It might be that I kept in touch with my clients better, all right? So what worked best? Let's look at that. Then we're going to go to a quick step three, which is, in general, what do you want most from next year? No detail, just in general. Is it more income, more transactions, because those two things don't always go together, more profit, greater ease? Sometimes we're sacrificing profit for a lot of transactions because the profit's going to come 2 years from now. Right? There's been a lot of talk on our Your Coaching Matters Facebook page about, I made a comment about how long will Zillow continue to not profit and stay in business. And a lot of conversation around, well, Amazon did that and Google did that, right? Big companies have done that in the past. And so understand, when we have a small business, there's going to be some years where I'm going to be investing most everything back into my business because I'm building it for a future thing. And that's what some of these companies do. So it's not always a yes on more profit. Greater ease. Maybe I'm creating more ease by instrumenting more systems and staff. That's going to affect my profit, but it's also going to cause me to have a lot more ease in my life, right? So really think about this. Step four is a little bit of a formula I want you to think about. It's time to put your imagination to work. If you can't imagine it, it's highly unlikely to occur. And it starts with this formula, which is imagination. Okay, and for those of us that have been in Your Coaching Matters a while, you understand that imagination happens where, guys? On the playing field. Where does it happen on the playing field?
In the visioning.
In your visionary reality, right? It happens in your visionary reality. And then we add intention. And when we make an intention, we're setting a goal that's going to be achieved in physical reality. And we set an expectation that it will occur. Okay? And that expectation that it will occur includes making plans about it, right? I'm not just going to wish it into place. I have to have a real desire, which means it needs to be tied to a life intention. And I've got to have commitment. And once we have imagination, intention, expectation, desire, and commitment, we can make a truthful decision about what we really want. And we can decide. And we know that decide means to separate and kill off all other options. I think this is probably one of the biggest problems we have in the business, is we make a plan and we don't decide to separate and kill off all other options. And we let a lot of other stuff come in and distract us.
That shows up most commonly as the bright and shiny new object syndrome.
The bright and shiny new object syndrome. So in order to become committed, we've got to take some time to visualize what we want. This is where we're going to add in the thoughts and feelings and emotions that we took out when we were just looking at the pure numbers in the beginning, right? What is it? What do you believe in and who do you love? I love to start with that question when you're visualizing. What do you believe in and who do you love? Because that's why most of us do what we do, right? Because of who we believe in and who we love. What is it that the money we want will buy? Is it for us or is it for others? Probably some of each. Write it out in a letter dated January 1st. And you reflect on it all year. If you send it to me, I'll mail it to you quarterly all year. What will you do with more time if you're looking for time? Because if you don't know what you're going to do with that extra time, you're not going to create the extra time. Create a vision board or paint it or any other creative way you want to see it. So put something that's going to give you a driven passion and emotion drive, passion and emotion drive a clear vision. You've got to have something tangible to make that happen, okay? Next, we're going to create authentic actions, those small, sweet steps that lead to the manifestation of your imagination. Start listing those actions and putting them in your calendar. And they need to be in as repeating events most of the time. The last piece of the formula is having faith in your plan. How do we have faith in it? Because if you don't believe in it, it doesn't work. It doesn't have power. Okay? So how do we create faith, guys? I've highlighted it for you on the screen.
You do the work to create the decision and the actions.
That's how you have faith. You do the work to create the decision and create the actions. Then we can have faith. And I want you to give thought to how to create that faith and how to keep it alive. Vision boards are very good for that. Affirmations up on your bathroom mirror are good for that. What is it that you're looking for? Right? Those are the things that help keep the faith on the days when it's tough. Step five is, what is it specifically you're willing to do differently to manifest your vision? Because if we don't get specific about what we're willing to do differently, we're going to do the same thing we did before. And what happens if we do the same thing we did before?
You're going to get the same result.
We get the same results, okay? How am I going to improve my sources of business? And I will tell you, for many of you guys, it's going to be deleting some sources, not adding some sources. How could I be more focused in my efforts? Maybe coming in on time every day. How could I work a schedule more carefully? Get two monitors like I have so your calendar's in front of you all the time. Do I ever make a mistake? Yes. I made a mistake last week. Thought something was just a time slot for me to work on something, and it actually was a meeting with someone, and I didn't pay attention carefully and moved it to another time. Well, all those people got together and worked without me. Good for them. Okay. If I'm going to work more hours, then I better define what hours they are. John Michael Cunningham is going to Jamaica next week. So guess what he's been doing the last 2 weeks? He's been on purpose working 7 days a week the last 2 weeks so that he could take a week off and go to Jamaica next week. Guess what happened? He took 6 listings in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Great.
Okay. This is how we define it. He defined it. I'm going to work 7 days a week the next 2 weeks, because then I'm going to go away and have a good time and feel like I really earned it. Hire more staff. Define what they do and why they do it. It needs to be, is it for you or for your clients? Okay? Because if it's for you, it better be creating more ease. Because for your clients, it better be creating more repeat and referral business. Got it? Staff needs to do one of those two things. Increase your accountability. How could you do that? Ann Pauline is texting me at the end of each day how many contacts she made. How could you increase your accountability? Is there something else you could do specific? Define it. Then I give you a couple of pages where I want you just to rank in order of what importance of 1 to 5, because this is going to help you get clear on what specifically you need to work on the most. I won't go through all of those. And we end this section with remember, imagination, intention, expectation, desire, and commitment equal a truthful decision about what you truly want. Okay? And I ask you a couple of questions there. Based on those prior pages, write a short, clear paragraph about what you want and what it's going to take to get there. All right, and then But there's some bonus thoughts at the end. What do you want to look back as your proudest accomplishment next year? Are you allowing so-so success to be good enough for you? What if that was worse than failing at a higher level? That is a real important question for you to be answering. And what coaching support do you need next year? And then I have a quote from the Daily Motivator, Path Forward. And so you guys can read through this and do this one. And so this is the beginning. This is a lot of thinking, right? It's a lot of thinking and a lot of really listening to yourself. And then we go into the 2020 business plan. Now, there is a 2020 business plan for if you have a team. And I'm not sure if, Kayla, did you send that one out too?
Yes,
okay. Don't even open the team if everything you track is under your own. Keep it simple. But if you are tracking team members separately from yours, that's fine. We always track the whole team in one goal setting. We were very clear about who was adding to the team, right? Who was doing what within the team, but it was one team goal. So most of you are going to use this. Your name needs to be filled in here. Otherwise, when you send it back to the coach, they don't know whose it is, okay? Everything that's in a yellow box, you want to write over. The blue box is autofill. If there's a red corner, like here, you hover over it, it will give you some instructions. So you guys seeing that? See how that works? Fill in the blank on yellow. Don't do anything in the blue boxes. And if there's a red arrow, you can just hover over it and it will tell you what that means, okay? We start with listing your three primary life's intentions. And I'm going to ask you guys this year to really be looking at, yes, I have three primary life's intentions. What's the one I want to work on most in coaching? What is the one I want to work on most in my coaching this year? And then I want you to list from last year your progress toward each on a scale of 1 to 5. How much progress did you make towards, let's say it's physically fit and healthy? Maybe it's financially successful. Maybe it's being an effective mentor, okay? Where was your progress on a scale of 1 to 5? Then you're going to list your standards of integrity, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Just list them in here. And if you've got more than 9, narrow it down. There's space for 9. If you need to do the exercise, the standards of integrity exercise again, let me know. We are going to be doing it again live for a recorded version by the end of the year. By the way, if anybody has somebody who needs to do numbers tracker tutorial, I am doing that tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So that's 7 a.m. Patty's time. But I'm going to do a numbers tracker tutorial. I have a new client, so I'm inviting anybody who wants to come to numbers tracker. If you know an agent who you think might be good for coaching, invite them. We would love to show them numbers tracker tomorrow.
Donna, okay? Here all these years, I thought PST was Pacific Standard Time. I did not realize it was Patty Schwarzkopf time.
That's good.
It is Patty Schwarzkopf time. Yes.
Thank you.
All right, so the next way to fill this out, it's pretty simple. What is my total income paid or to be paid this year? How much am I supposed to make? At this point in the year, guys, you have a really good idea. You may have one that doesn't go and moves to the new year, but you also may have one that pops in. You're within a little bit. And don't worry, you can always do it again at the end of the year if you want to. But let's take a look now. What are my total business expenses that are paid or to be paid? By the way, you may not know this, but you can make a bulk payment for 2020 in your coaching and have it deducted on your 2019 taxes. So anybody who'd like to do that, let me know. There's a discount. That'll leave your profit from real estate, okay? You're going to look at how many listing appointments that I go on. If you've been tracking in Tracker, it's real easy to know. Otherwise, you'll have to go through your book. How many listings did I take? How many listings sold and closed, right? How many buyer appointments? How many buyers closed, okay? These ratios are going to fill in, and your coach will go over them with you, okay? What was my average sales price of buyers and sellers? How many average hours per week did I work? How many pendings do I have? They're under contract, but they're not yet closed. What's my inventory of active listings? How many days did I work this year? Estimate, it's probably somewhere between 200 and 250 for most of you. How many contacts a day did I make on average? Just estimate. If you've been tracking it, great, in Tracker. If you haven't, just estimate, okay? And then this is going to give you some very important numbers, like you're going to know what's my income per contact, okay? You're going to know what was that commission average that you kept, okay? You're going to know how much per hour income over the year and how much profitable income over the year. You're going to know what percentage of your listings were taken and sold. Okay, all of this will auto-calculate if you just fill in the yellow. So in the second section, you're going to be looking at your listings, your pendings, and your closings, okay? Not just your closings, but your listings, pendings, and closings. Notice that over here, there's a number that's filled out for listings and closings and pendings at 68. It auto-fills based on what you have put into pendings, closings, and inventory, right? It's going to pull from those three. Then we're going to take a look at where did that 68 come from? Where did those 68 people come from? And you're going to start looking at the sourcing of your business. You might find, remember on the other form where you put in my three top sources of business, you might find by doing this one that it's different than you think it is. Okay? All right. Yes, you can change the name of what these are. This says FSBO, expired, Zillow, past client, center of influence. If it's SOI in your world, change it to SOI. Referral from either past client, center of influence, sign call, mailer, Facebook, website, landing pages, and referral with a fee that I paid a fee on. Okay? So you guys figure out what your sources are and erase the rest. Okay? If you can't get your numbers to add up, make an other column and make whatever else is in the other column. You need this number to match this number, you see? You need to make this number match this number. If I didn't have it match, by the way, it would say false here, see? And then I have to figure out which one's missing somewhere, all right? So I'm going to fix it so that it matches again, okay? So if it's false, it's not matching, and you've got to check your B23, your B19, and your B24 and make sure those are correct, and then you've got to figure out who's missing from each one. All right. The fun part goes into next 2020 goals, and this is only a few things for you to put in. What number of closed deals do I want? What's my average sales price? What will my average commission be after I'm taking out my broker, my cap, all of that? What are my business expenses expected to be? Okay. What percent of my 2020 closings from listings, what's going to come from listings, what's going to come from buyers? If you put in listings, it'll auto-calculate the buyers. What percent of my listings will close? And I've asked you to use last year's number or put in a reasonable improvement. In other words, if I was at 50-50 last year on listings and buyers and I want to do more listings, 60-40 would be a good stretch, right? Uh-huh. If I were at 10% listings and 90% buyers, it may be hard for me to get up to 60 or 70% in 1 year, right? Okay.
Right.
So use your common sense. Look at estimate from C15 above. C15 above is going to be, what percent actually sold this year, right? So I might want to use that same or a little bit better this year. And then what percent of my listing appointments do I take? And you can estimate from C14 above. And then you want to make a contact goal. How many contacts a day do I want to be making next year? And if you've done the 2020 goal setting in Numbers Tracker, you should have a number to put in there or vice versa, okay? How many days am I going to prospect? And then it comes up with all of these answers for you. Section 4 is just for you to clearly define what you're going to do differently. Don't leave it like this. Write over it, okay? Write over, this is just some ideas of what you want to have in here. These are samples. You should write over this whole section, okay? And then your coach is going to go over it with you, and you can fill in what the coach's suggestions or recommendations were. Now you have a business plan. You see it?
Yeah.
You've got a full business plan if you do the spreadsheet that I sent you that's print out, fill in the blank, get your mind right. Come over here, do the Excel spreadsheet with your numbers, right? And then talk to your coach about both of those things. You and your coach go over it. Okay? Any questions on the 2020 business planning forms? Carrie, did you follow up clearly?
How many years did it take for you guys to perfect this? Because this is pretty great.
It gets better and better every year.
I bet.
I would still not call it perfect. It gets better and better every year. Carrie, good. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay, it's the way you've seen it before pretty much. Carmen, any questions?
Donna, I have a question. This is Carmen. Did you send out that business plan already?
Well, I believe that last week I sent out the one that was it's made in a PowerPoint. Okay, so the one I sent last week looked like this one. Let me go to the first slide. Okay.
Yeah, I have
that
one.
Went out last week. Today, with the reminder for Monday Mindset, you should have also gotten the old one plus this one.
Okay.
So what I was hoping is that you would do the other one before we came to this call. But since I only got one back from one client, I figured I better go over both of them.
Okay, I'll check.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you didn't get it for some reason, let us know. Olga, did you have any questions?
I wasn't receiving emails from the coaching matters on this one, so hopefully now it's fixed and I will be getting them, but I did get email forwarded by Kayla.
And they have the attachments.
Okay. Yes. Kayla's her name, and so yes, if you're not getting regular emails from us, let us know, because you should be. Ray, any questions from you? Shannon?
No, ma'am.
Okay, Shannon? Were you able to follow?
Yep, I'm good.
Okay, great. Anybody else on the call I don't know to call on you? All right, make sure you work with your coach on this week, and we look forward to having you next week on our Monday Mindset. Mike and I are toying with starting our Monday Mindset with this little video that we saw this weekend at a Promptings Academy we went to that was pretty good. And I'm going to look it up and see how long it is and see if we can just start every Monday with it. Because I was so pumped, but I knew I didn't want to, like, scare everybody by doing it this week. So we have a lot of really great things coming in the next year, and we're super excited about being able to provide even more service to you guys. So we look forward to having you join us. And maybe come next week, Coach Steph's going to be talking about gratitude, but we may just be pumping you up right at the beginning of Monday Mindset call. So any questions, don't hesitate to ask your coach. All right.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.